Skin Deep was a 1929 American drama directed by Ray Enright and released by Warner Bros. At a time when the studio was leading the charge into the era of synchronized sound. The film was a remake of the 1922 silent version directed by Lambert Hillyer, itself adapted from a stage play by James Brewer. Like many productions of the late 1920s, Skin Deep was created both as a silent and as a part talkie to satisfy theaters not yet equipped for sound. Today, the film is considered lost, with no known copies surviving in archives or private collections. This is Land of the Lost, Skin Deep. The story centered on the life of a hardened ex-convict trying to reform himself after prison, only to be drawn back into a world of crime, betrayal, and personal struggle. The title referred both to the physical scars of his past and the deeper psychological wounds that shaped his character. The narrative balanced melodrama with the gritty social themes Warner Bros. Had become known for in this period, foreshadowing the crime dramas and gangster films the studio would popularize in the early 1930s. Ray Enright, who directed the film, was a versatile filmmaker at Warner Bros., with a reputation for keeping productions on time and within budget. His career spanned comedies, musicals, and dramas, but in the late 1920s, he was particularly active in guiding the studio's transition into sound cinema. Skin Deep represented one of his attempts to marry a familiar melodramatic structure with the new technology, appealing both to audiences seeking novelty and to exhibitors cautious about the talkie revolution. The cast included Monty Blue in the lead role, a prominent actor of the silent era who was making the difficult shift to sound films. Known for his rugged charm and emotional range, Blue had starred in a number of Warner Bros. Features, though the coming of sound would eventually diminish his leading man status. Alongside him were John Bowles and Myrna Loy, both of whom were on the cusp of more prominent careers. Loy, who would go on to become one of the most beloved actresses of the 1930s and 1940s, was still playing secondary or supporting roles at this stage of her career, often cast as exotic or vampish characters before Hollywood reinvented her image. Contemporary reviews suggest that Skin Deep was competently made, but not groundbreaking. Critics noted the solid performances and the effective melodramatic tension, but the film quickly became overshadowed by more celebrated Warner Bros. Productions of the era, such as The Jazz Singer, 1927, and In Old Arizona, 1929. Its hybrid silent and sound release format also reflected the industry's uncertainty, which sometimes left films of this type feeling transitional rather than definitive. The loss of Skin Deep is tied to the precarious survival rate of films made on nitrate stock and the lack of archival foresight at the time. Studios often did not prioritize preservation, especially for mid-level dramas that were not expected to have lasting commercial value. While some still photographs, promotional materials, and reviews survive, the actual footage has not been located in any public archive. Today, the film is remembered not only as an example of Warner Bros. Transitional era, but also as a curiosity in the early careers of Monty Blue and Myrna Loy. For Loy in particular, the film represents one of the many steps she took before finding her iconic screen persona. Its disappearance leaves a gap in the record of how Warner Bros. Recycled earlier silent successes into the new sound landscape, and how filmmakers like Ray Enright navigated a rapidly changing industry. Skin Deep remains one of many lost works that highlight both the creativity and the impermanence of Hollywood's formative years.